Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, December 23rd, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at SEOroundtable.com over the past week. Google told us a lot of cool things this week. You thought it would be a slow week because it's right before Christmas and the holidays and the New Year's, but it's not. One is Google told us, thankfully, there will be no more core updates this year. The helpful content is taking a lot longer to roll out than we initially expected. Lots of volatility and search fluctuations around Google Search in the past week. It's been spiking even today. Google has released a feature called Search in Videos. This is super cool. And a lot more SEO and PPC news. So definitely stay tuned. Watch to the end. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you, Duda, for sponsoring. You're the professional website builder that you can call your own. Check them out at duda.co. Really great. Thanks for sponsoring and happy holidays. And a lot of people are asking, how do I feel? I have posted earlier this week on Wednesday, I was tested positive for COVID. I really do feel okay. I feel fine. I'm a little bit tired at the end of the day, but I feel really good. And I'll talk more about it at the end of the video if you're interested. You could check in there. All right, so let's get into the news. So first up, a lot of SEOs have been worried that there's going to be another Google algorithm update, specifically a core update, because sometimes after Google releases the Search Quality Raters up guidelines update, shortly after that, there tends to be a core update. But no, not this year. John Mueller said, and I quote, just to be clear, there is no core update lined up for the rest of the year. That doesn't mean there won't be any visible changes. We have the link spam and helpful content system updates are still rolling out. And of course, the web and search constantly reflect changes across the web, so there's always volatility. But there will be no core update before the end of the year, so you guys can relax about that, because generally, core updates tend to be the most volatile time for the Google search results and for SEOs. Talking about the helpful content update, Google, Danny Sullivan, the search liaison, said that the helpful content update is not done yet. As of Friday morning, it may be done after I post this video, but as of Friday morning at around 6 a.m. when I'm recording this, the Google helpful content update is not done yet. He said, while normally this takes about 2 weeks to complete, this one is going to take longer. It's been now well over 2 weeks. It's still not done. I keep checking all the time, and it's not done, but it's taking longer, and we do see some volatility. So let's get into that. I posted on December 22nd that we're seeing a significant amount of volatility and turbulence in the Google search results. I'm not sure if it's from the link spam update or from the helpful content update. I think the stuff we're seeing today is from the helpful content update. I think the link spam update we already saw previously earlier this week, or a day or two after the link spam update actually released. But now we're seeing a lot of volatility. Even this morning, the charts are still going off. Lots of charts, lots of things saying, hey, this is a big update. It might be the helpful content update. Of course, we don't know for sure unless you dig into each individual site and see if the content, how the content reads compared to how their link profile looks like. So you have to look on an individual basis. But my gut's telling me this is the helpful content update that's triggering what we've seen the last couple of days, like December 22nd, December 23rd, those types of volatility. I think my gut guess is because Google said that the helpful content update is not done after 2 weeks, I think they're doing some more with it. So we'll see. But as you can see from these charts, there definitely seems to be some significant volatility, and those charts are actually even showing more as of this morning. Also, like I said, we did see an impact from the link spam update. Of course, it only typically impacted those who potentially were doing link schemes, or Google perceived them as doing link schemes. Not saying you did link schemes, but at least Google perceived, or their algorithms perceived you as doing link schemes. And again, the Google December link spam update was on December 4th, and it started to roll out. And we covered what we saw on the 19th about the impact from that. And definitely we saw a couple days after that thing rolled out that there was some type of impact for those people. A lot of SEOs, a lot of black hat SEOs talking about the impact there, so keep that in mind. All right, let's move away from the updates. That's the update segment of this video. Let's move into search and video. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, went to India this week, and he made a bunch of announcements like bringing multi-search and other things to India. One thing he also announced was brand new is search and video, which is pretty cool. In Google Search, you can actually click on a video. It will give you a button to search in a video. I'm not sure if this is live in the US. Some people are seeing it, some people are not. And then you can click on search in the video, and you can then search for words spoken in that video. Super cool, great feature. Glenn Gabe also noticed this in the US. So take a look at it, it's pretty cool. Let's get into some SEO stuff. So John Mueller spoke about the upper limit to words. We're always talking about have to have certain types of word counts on the web pages and so forth, and Google says, no, there is no word count. And John Mueller even went as far to say, you know what, maybe, you know, we even talk about having too many words, you know, but Google doesn't. He basically said, in general, when Google thinks about thin content in terms of SEO, it's not about the number of words, it's more about the value that it adds to the internet. He also added, unrelated to your question, but interesting enough, I see interesting the times I see word count mentioned internally at Google, it's always about the upper limits. Don't waste people's time. Get to the point. Fluff plus major words equals waste of readers' complete time. Fluff plus few words is at least quick. So again, Google's been talking about this for a while. All these fluffy articles out there that say a lot but say a little. And I would think it'd be great because I hate people wasting people's time, and I hate wasting my own time. I'm an efficiency junkie. So we'll see. But it would be great if Google comes out with something that says, hey, if you would stop wasting people's time with your words, you'll do better in search. We'll see. Also, John Mueller said that their algorithms do not look at words per section. So we always talk about words per page, talk about words per section. And no, that's not a thing either. Gary from Google said on LinkedIn, that's where he's posting these days, that you could use a single robots.txt file for all your international sites. He said, I'm not saying you should do that, but you can do that. He said, and I quote, technically you have a single central robots.txt file for all your international sites, i.e. de.example, ch.example, at.example, etc. That's all hosted on your CDN, for example, cdn.example/robots.txt. He's saying, I'm not saying it's a good idea or bad for the matter, it's just possible, he said. So that's a pretty cool tidbit if you didn't know that. Also, Gary said that sitemaps are not an order. They are a hint, not an order. They're not a directive. You can't force Google to go ahead and look at your sitemap and crawl your pages. He said, and I quote, a sitemap file as defined by sitemaps.org is a great way to tell search engines that about your site's URLs. But that's where it ends. You tell Steve, which is their fictional search engine, to read your sitemap. But if Steve, your fictional search engine, i.e. Google, doesn't trust your site will delight users, it won't bother reading your sitemap. That's Gary's PSA on sitemaps. Keep in mind, sitemaps are also a great tool, and I write this in the article, to see in Google Search Console how your URLs are being indexed. It's a great tool for that. So keep that in mind. You should still do sitemaps just for that purpose alone. John, on the links topic, basically said, he was asked, what if you go ahead and redirect a completely spammy site to another site? A site that was penalized, that has tons of spam, has tons of linky spam, and you redirect it to a nice site that's doing well. John said, don't worry, you don't have to disavow those links. You can ignore it. Google will handle it. A lot of people don't believe him, but that's what John's saying, and he's been asked that question many, many times. Big news in terms of WebLite. I'm sure most of you never even heard about WebLite, but WebLite is basically a feature where Google would go ahead and take your pages, strip them down, make them really, really fast to load by removing all the stuff, all the fun stuff there, and serve it to people who have very slow internet connections. This is something that Google's been doing since 2015, I believe. And Google said, you know what? There's no need for it anymore. Most of the people on the web have faster connections. The browsers can handle those types of pages and so forth. So they removed the WebLite documentation and retired the WebLite user agent. They also introduced a WebLite to enable... They basically introduced WebLite back in 2015 to enable faster and lighter pages for people to entry on entry-level devices. So that's no longer the case. The web is evolving, they said, and people have faster internet connections, so WebLite is no longer needed. I guess the Search Console reports will also remove it eventually. But again, you no longer see WebLite in your user agents. You no longer see WebLite in Search Console going forward. In other search news, Bing announced, Fabrice Canell from Microsoft announced that while they wanted to go ahead and release the new BingBot user agent fully in 2022, they're not going to do that. It's going to be 100% released in the early January 2023. We're at 50% now where the user agent will be the new BingBot user agent versus the old BingBot user agent. That's going to change to 100%, and we've been covering this for a while, in January 2023. In April, it was less than 5%. July, 5% of all crawls. September, 20% of all crawls. And then October, 50% of all crawls. And then I guess in January, in a couple weeks, it will be 100% of all crawls. Google is testing a new wider user interface for Google Search on desktops specifically. This was spotted by Kashul. And he basically showed a bunch of cool features here, specifically saying that it's like wide mode, which it is. You can see the widest difference with the site links, which we covered before. People also asked, which we also covered before. 4 Twitter posts in the carousel. Normally you have 3. And also related search in 3 rows versus normally 2 rows. Also with the fave icon thing. And also Shalom Goodman actually noticed that it was also showing 3 stories sideways in a much wider view. So yeah, Google is testing this new wider view for Google Desktop search, which is pretty cool. Google is also testing, again, the sponsored label directly in the Google Search Desktop version. Initially, obviously, this just launched on mobile. Again, eventually, I think it would actually launch on desktop. But right now, it's being tested on desktop. So this was also spotted. Nice find. Also, Google is testing the About carousel, which reminds me of the Publisher carousel from ages ago. But basically, this was also spotted where you could actually have this carousel, which is about Facebook or about Search Engine Roundtable. And this is spotted by Punnett, which is pretty cool to see Google testing the, I guess it's called the Publisher Knowledge Panel, in a different format here, which is pretty cool. Also, it looks like the new local pack design is actually live, or live for many. This is spotted by Shay Harrell from RankRanger, who noticed that when you do a search for many queries, you see that new local knowledge panel or local pack, where you see the local results, where the map is on the right-hand side for a wider view, of course, and as opposed to being on the top, which is the old design. I kind of see both sometimes. It depends if I'm logged in and looking for my own account. Just a heads up on that. Also, Google has added top products to the Google Business Profile performance reports. So now you can actually see top products if you are listing products there. They didn't have that initially, but now it's there. It used to be in the old reports, but now it's in this new reports in the new web view. Also, Joy Hawkins released another study this week, basically saying that reviews that have upvotes on them will last longer. The studies show that reviews with only 0 votes last for 94 days on average. 1 vote lasts for 189 days, so twice as many. Then it just goes up. 2 upvotes, 283 days. 3 votes, 298 days. And then 5 plus votes, 282 days. So basically, once you get those 2 votes, you last a pretty long time on those reviews, which is pretty cool. And then finally, Google Ads has updated the policy and it's basically saying that you're no longer allowed to promote behavior or content that risks harm to users, search users, Googlers, their employees, or the Google Ad ecosystem. Google wrote on February 21, 2023, they're going to update their policy section and start enforcing it where advertisers have a responsibility not to promote content or engage in behavior that risks harm to our users, employees, or to the ad ecosystem. If we see such content or behavior, we may take action, including but not limited to restricting or blocking your ads or suspending your account. So don't do that. Don't harm people with your ads. In any event, thank you so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Everyone, thanks again. Thanks to Duda for sponsoring. Happy holidays. Everyone have a healthy, safe, and peaceful holiday, and speak to you guys next week. Oh, and if you want to listen a little bit, so I do have a little bit of a congestion, but I feel like a minor cold. Sleeping well. I'm a little bit more tired towards the end of the day. Like it hits me around 3 o'clock where I'm exhausted. But outside of that, I feel fine. No real significant cough. No real runny nose. Feeling pretty good. And I tested positive for COVID. I only tested because I was going to see my father later in the day. And a lot of my kids are sick with the flu. So I tested for a flu shot, for a flu test. But they said, we'll test you for everything. So I said, okay. And I was positive right away for COVID. Didn't believe it. So I went back to the office. And I tested it myself. Not sure. You see that? So there, it tested positive again from the office. But I really feel fine. Been masking anywhere I might go. Come on, zoom in there. There you go. I've been masking in when I go in and out of the office. I'm the only one in my building here, so it's safe. I sleep in the basement. And I think I'm out of quarantine on Sunday. So things are pretty good. I feel fine. And thanks for all your well wishes. Everyone, again, have a healthy, happy, and peaceful happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that type of stuff, and speak to you guys before New Year's. Everyone, have a be well, and speak to you later. Bye-bye.